Welcome to our podcast, Quarantine Cassie. My name is Alice Boy, licensed marriage and family therapist, LMFT number 103013. My pronouns are she, her, they. I am the Cassie site supervisor at Milpitas High School. Cassie stands for Counseling and Support Services for Youth, and we provide short-term mental health therapy for our students on campus. Here with me today is Deirdre Nagayama and Irene McKinney, who are our talented therapists on campus, now providing services via telehealth. Can you introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, my name is Deirdre Nagayama, also known as Ms. D. I'm an Associate Professional Clinical Counselor, number APCC, number 7263. My pronouns are she, her, they.
Hi everyone, my name is Irene Riquinho. I am an Associate Marriage and Family Therapist, number 105974. My pronouns are she, her, they.
For today's podcast, which we're aiming at teenagers, we're changing up the format a bit and borrowing from Jimmy Kimmel's Mean Tweets format. For those of you that don't know, Mean Tweets is when celebrities read out mean tweets about themselves. For our podcast today, we are doing honest tweets aimed at parents, teachers, siblings, and anyone in between. We hope you enjoy today's podcast. And we're going to jump right in. At teachers, you're telling me my teacher who can't stop the YouTube audio player from playing the next video is going to teach online classes? This is going to be amazing.
At mom, I have good news. You got 100 on your math test? Mom, I said good news, not a miracle.
At teachers, I truly hope you have a loving cat and good wine to cuddle up with after the Zoom call. P.S. You can and should mute everyone.
At parents, you always say it's your house, your roof. But when it's time to clean, it magically becomes my house too?
At dad, I think that push-up challenge sounds pretty awesome. I'll sit right here on the couch and watch you do it.
At significant others, I know you can't sleep, but your problems are putting me to bed.
At significant others, I love you so much that I must request you limit your body axe brace to 50 and below.
At parents, hey, thanks for the talk. Things have been rough.
At siblings, I'm so glad you're here with me, but dude, your walking marching band of sounds, snap, crackle, pop, has really got nothing on you.
At friends, true friends make life so much better. You know who you are.
At parents, I sleep too much, parents complain. Don't get enough sleep, parents complain. I eat too much, parents complain. I don't eat enough, parents complain. I'm always in my room, parents complain. I go out too much, my parents complain. Please make up your mind.
At friends, when I'm in a new relationship, my stomach always hurts. Not from butterflies or anything, but from holding in farts.
At siblings, do you normally cry this much? There are people you can talk to about that. But not me. Good night.
At parents, when you're asleep, everything needs to be silent. But when I'm asleep, suddenly you have to vacuum the house for 2 hours.
At friends, does anyone else's mom completely over-exaggerate stories to their friends and you're just sitting there like, no, that didn't happen?
At students, I know when you're texting in class. Seriously, no one just looks down at their crotch and smiles.
At students, this is Bill. Bill goes to school. Bill is not rude to his teacher because he knows they aren't paid much and just wants to help them learn. Bill is smart. Please be like Bill.
At parents, yes, Mrs. Smith, it is my fault and I should lose my job because your child has never read a book at home and plays video games until 3 a.m. at school nights. Said no teacher ever.
At students, my odds of winning Powerball and having all of my students listen to the directions the first time are the same.
At teachers, thanks for helping me through that tough breakup. I really know it's not part of your job.
At students, we just came in from recess and now you ask to go to the bathroom?
At friends, oh, You've never met your online boyfriend? You're definitely getting married.
At ex-partner. The relationship starts with, can we talk? And in the end, we need to talk.
At self. When you accidentally hurt your sibling and frantically apologize before your mom finds out.
At sibling. My relationship with you is always either, I'll help you hide the body, or don't even breathe in my direction. There is no in between.
At sibling. When we're finally getting along with each other and then our parents complain we're being too loud.
At sibling. When I'm saving some food to eat later and I come home and see you are eating it, Dad won't be able to find the body.
At friends. We all have that one friend who always gives the best relationship advice, but is still single. That is the end of our honest tweets. We hope it brought a smile to your face. How has the shelter in place been like for you guys now that we are in our fourth week?
For me, knowing that the shelter in place will be in a longer haul, I have realized that amount of time I will be spending with my family at home. Balance is always important and is key. As much as the importance of family connection, it is also important to provide space for myself. For my own sanity's sake, I have taken longer baths, doing the hobbies I haven't done in a while, whether reading a book, praying, or meditation, and journaling has been very helpful. Also, I have considered family nights together, whether playing board games together, setting up a Zoom meeting with my families all over at least once a week, or putting space to eat together is very helpful to connect with each other. What I have realized is that take the time that I have and make the best that I can to spend it.
I echo that. In the fourth week of quarantine, I'm trying to find the humor where I can. Knowing school's not returning has shifted my mental state and braced me for the long haul as well. I'm trying to keep one promise to myself every day, which has helped each day stand out as its own thing. I know all of us are in different home life situations, but my wish for you is to find laughter in each day. And if it resonates with you, try to keep one promise to yourself every day.
For me, honestly, it's been a roller coaster. Animal Crossing has simultaneously saved my life, but also has taken over my life. It's been tiring, achy, awful since the shelter in place was declared, but at times it's also been liberating, freeing, and connective. We get to choose how we see it. It's not always easy to seek out the hope, but thankfully, it remains lit in our hearts anyway. See you next episode.